2 Minute Stories. What's up, folks? Thanks again for listening here to my little project, 2 Minute Stories. We're continuing the themes of data and privacy and security. In today's story, it's called Data Discrimination, and it looks at a world in which your personal data, your personal behaviors, your purchase histories, all these things that are stored digitally are free for anybody to look at and free for anybody to know. The idea of you having any sense of privacy in this story was gone a long time ago, and we're checking in 25 years later after some governmental interference when it came to this data, and celebrating that anniversary and what it's been like for people to have themselves really be naked to the world when it came to their online behaviors and their data. And how will that information be used? Would it be used for good, or would it be used as a weapon? And this story kind of looks at other forms of discrimination, in this case, your behaviors, not where you might come from or what sex you are, but the things you've done in your past. If they're available for everyone to see, how can that be used against you? So we hope you enjoy the story. We hope you enjoy, again, this new spin on how we're structuring episodes here. We give a little bit of information up front. And again, thanks so much for listening. Here's today's story. It's called Data Discrimination. With moments to spare, the director gave his orders. And go live. Good evening. I'm Sarah Walters, and this is the ABC Nightly News. We begin with a milestone of sorts. Today marks the 25th anniversary of the so-called Privacy Wars. It was on this day that Congress passed a sweeping bill, essentially eliminating any privacy related to personal data and public boundaries. And let's bring up that split screen, said the director calmly. Our Washington correspondent, Terrence Stanfield, has more. Hello, Terrence. And go full on Terrence, said the director. Hello, Sarah. It's been a celebratory day of sorts for members of the House and Senate, many of whom weren't even in office 25 years ago. As for D.C. residents, well, their day brought up different kinds of memories. Roll pre-taped segment, said the director. Video began playing with Terrence voiceover. Nell Jenkins is a 42-year-old married woman with a powerful job at a D.C. consulting firm. She was 17 when the privacy bill was passed and doesn't remember it too well. Ugh, I was a mess. I was 17 years old, a senior in high school, and all of a sudden, the whole world knows my browsing history, my purchase history, my medical history. I could barely show my face in school. And it didn't stop there for Nell. Despite the privacy bill prohibiting discrimination based on new access to data, Nell says that wasn't the case. Oh, please. We all know folks discriminated and judged in those first several years, and frankly, some still do today. I had 3 college acceptances removed after that bill passed. Had to work my way and pay my way through community college. Now, Nell is used to the new normal. Hey, listen, I know if I buy some sexy lingerie, I might get razzed about it. Someone might question my competence if they see what meds I'm taking, but despite all of that, I'm very happy about where I'm at in my life. And as for those companies hoarding data 25 years ago, it was all worth it to see those awful social networks fall flat on their face. And that's Terrence Stanfield reporting. We'll be right back. And roll commercials, said the director. Nice work, everybody. An assistant director talked across the control room towards the director. Hey, I saw you downloaded that newest American porn scene last night. Pretty hot, right? The director blushed and shook his head, missing the days of hoarded data. Okay, folks, we're back in 10.